Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks. Your calls are coming up, and we've been holding patiently, and then I want to get into a major poll. Majority of Americans think Iran's the biggest threat. Just total idiots. That's not true. Just misinformed, brainwashed, propagandized. Beijing is reacting to Pentagon report, saying, we're not a threat to you. How dare you say we're a threat? There's just so much more coming up in this hour. More new developments showing that the rioting going on over the Muslim cartoons of Muhammad in Western papers is a PSYOP or psychological warfare op. That's coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to David in California. David, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, no sweat, Alex. Hey, just real quick, one I definitely want to say to you, my man, don't ever change. You know, go on your rant. When you get on a chair and a rant, man, I think it's the coolest thing in the world. And you know what? It's like your older brother sitting there telling you, you know, things that you ought to do and things that you ought not to do.
Your big brother helping you? Mm. That's funny.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know I'm actually older than you, but anyway. One thing I wanted to discuss, I live out here in California in the high desert in the Mojave Desert, and apparently one of the reporters from the local newspaper was on one of our local talk shows here yesterday talking about how the feds are going to be here for about a week doing terrorist training exercises, and the funny thing is that nobody knew about it until it happened. And just, you know, I've heard on your show you've actually warned people and told people that certain terrorist training exercises are going to go on in particular parts of the country.
Yeah, they do drills and drills and drills and drills, and most of the feds aren't, you know, obviously terrorists. And then when the globalists really carry out an attack, it will be a drill, and then they just expect us to ignore the fact they were running a drill at the exact same time and place where the terror attack took place. So, see, that's their cover.
Yeah, exactly.
But also they do those drills to condition the public for when they really take over. This is all admitted. And it creates a subconscious belief that there really are real terror events. The brain sees this as a real terror attack. See, because there is no terror, they do these drills all over the country just to, well, they were doing terror drills, terror, terror, terror. And they'll blow up cars, they'll burn buildings, they'll have helicopters flying around, they'll blow up buses, and then it'll be put on the news. Look, the general public thinks 24 is real. That was in the Chicago Tribune, where the government put ads in that about, reauthorize the Patriot Act, because look what's happening on 24. I mean, they know it's all blurred, see? So the public associates 24 as real at a subconscious level and even consciously at certain points. Then imagine what they think a terror drill is.
Exactly. It's called
re-education, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, it's true because, you know, there were a number of callers on this local talk show that mentioned that. There were some callers that mentioned, look, this is just a conditioning drill to get you people, you know, to accept, you know, warrantless searches. I've got a book here.
That's the good news. People are starting to see through it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I've got a book here called The Debate on the Constitution. It's a two-volume set that's got some of the Federalist and Anti-Federalist speeches and articles and letters during the period of ratification in this country over the Constitution. And under warrants and searches, I mean, these people knew way back then that if you gave government carte blanche to take from us, you know, our purse, our papers, and out of secure areas and things like that, we were just going to create a monster, and that's exactly what we've done.
And the monster has a big fancy PR campaign going, I'm not a monster, I love you.
Yeah.
I know, great points, my friend. Good to hear from you. And I did hear about that terror drill, by the way. It is terror. They were terrorizing you. James, Rich, Scott, Tony, everybody, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, callers have been holding for a while. I think eons is the proper term to be used here, the verbiage here. We're going to be taking your calls right now and then plunge back into the news. More evidence of the staging of the PSYOPs with the cartoons of Muhammad. The Iran war drum is really beating. I watched an interview with Dick Cheney with the Lehr report, Jim Lehr report. Last night I've got some comments on that, and we'll continue with your phone calls. Right now, let's go to who's up next here? Richard. Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Calling in from Central Kentucky.
Welcome.
Yeah, I like the show when I can pick it up, but oftentimes I got a high-pitched static or something from the Near East music playing.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's on your mind?
I wonder if you could give me any information on the American Community Survey.
That is the illegal criminal, and federal judge in Houston has said it is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That is the new bi-yearly census. It's supposed to be every 10 years, but we, back in 2000, covered the documents on air, where we are going to constantly be in a census, and they're going to go to bi-yearly, then yearly, and they're trying to threaten to arrest people if you don't fill out their forms every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And the survey goes from six questions to 49 questions to 100 and something questions. I forget the third survey. They have like a community business survey that's over 100.
And I think I got the 100 question one.
Yeah, and
they want to know when I go to work in the morning.
No, I believe you got the 49 question.
49 question one. Okay.
Well, I mean, do you have it there in front of you?
Yeah, I got it on the kitchen table.
It's been 6 years since I looked at it. Well, how many questions is it? Read me the top, and I can tell you.
Okay, hang on. I'll get to it.
While you're getting to it, let me... Oh, do you have it now?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, read me the top.
Okay. It's, I got a bunch of stuff on top of here.
You ought to get the 100-plus one. It's like 110 or something. I forget. But I remember the 49-question one. I was unlucky enough. One in six households gets it. And this punk, literally a zip-faced kid, I pull up one day to my house, and he parked, and I was living on a major thoroughfare. Well, not a major thoroughfare, but a busy neighborhood street, one of the biggest in my neighborhood, where cars are going by every 30 seconds. And this guy's parked 2 feet off the curb. Like, I thought it was a cop car or something, but it wasn't a cop car. It was parked all crooked and hanging out in the street. And I walk up to the door, and there's this guy berating my wife.
Yeah.
And he's going, listen, I'm a government official. You've got to answer these questions, because she'd gotten it a few weeks before, and I told her, we're not going to answer any of those. Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, we don't have to do that. A federal judge has already said in the Houston Chronicle it's illegal. She's already ruled on it. All you got to do is tell them how many people live here. And at that time it was two, my wife and I. And so he got in my face, and I said, hold on 1 second. I went inside, got a camera, came and stuck it in his face. I never put it on TV for some reason. I should have. He started smarting off, and I said, you get out of here right now, or I'm going to sue you, or I'm going to press charges on you for harassment. And he scurried off and never came back. Now, it was in the news at the very time. I did a lot of shows on this. This is the reason five and a half years later, I still remember all the numbers, or most of the numbers. That it happened all over the country, where they would bust down doors, they would assault women, they would go crazy. These little people who'd been told they were cops but never had any training, they went, I mean, little Nazis went totally, you know, power tripping on people. All over the nation, dogs were attacking them, all this stuff was happening, and they were threatening people all over the place. There has been one prosecution in the late 60s, well, it was 1969 for the 1970 census, of someone who wouldn't fill it out, and they were prosecuted and wrongly convicted. It was a color of law. They tried to use that as precedent, but a federal court looked at it in 2000 and ordered them to stop what they were doing in Texas. But no, sir.
Yeah.
It's in Leviticus, it's in the Mosaic Law, that every 10 years there is a numbering of the people, and in the Constitution it is enumerated as a power only for congressional apportionment to decide how many congressmen and women you get via your state's population.
That makes sense.
And they can only ask how many people live here. How many people live here? That's all. Not your name. Now, in the questionnaire you've got, it asks what gallon your toilet is. It asks what time you go to work in the morning. It asks if you have a renter. It asks if your renter pays cash. In some variant, it asks if you own guns. It asks what stocks and bonds you have and the total value. It asks for what banks you use and the name of the banks. Is that the one you've got?
I got mine has 42 questions.
Okay, and then they've gone down from 49 to 42 then, in that particular. I know of three variant surveys. Well, just randomly give us a few of the ones you don't like.
How many weeks did you work last year? You know, what is your ancestry? Are you a minority? If you're not a minority, if you're white, what is your ancestry? You know?
Does it ask you, well, you said it asks when you go to work, so...
Yeah.
I got basically the same survey. Does it ask about your toilet?
Nothing about a toilet in here, no.
Does it ask?
It asks if we have working plumbing inside the house, you know, like I guess since...
Okay, well, then in 6 years or 5.5 years, they've changed it, or there's different variants out there. I have three different ones that I've covered, and there may be more. But in the 100-plus survey, it is just unbelievable the questions they ask. But in the survey I got, it asks what stocks and bonds I have, what value they are. Now, understand, if the police pull you over and you've got three dead bodies in the back seat, or let's say a bucket of skulls, and videotapes of you killing people, they cannot compel you under the Fifth Amendment to incriminate yourself, and you don't have to talk. Now, how did Ohio a month ago pass a law that a cop doesn't just get to see your ID on the street when you're walking, but you have to, quote, answer questions, or you're arrested and charged with a felony? How do they do that? Mm-hmm. It's a total violation of the Fifth Amendment. Okay, well, how under the census is the federal government claiming that you've got to answer 42 questions or 49 questions or 6 questions or 100 questions? They can't. It's totally unconstitutional, but again, color of law and the federal documents that I've read say that this is going to be basically where we're trained to always answer their questions. They want to get it down to a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
And in those documents, it says that this is a legal document. You better not perjure yourself, or under this code, you'll go to jail. And you got to answer this under this code, or you'll go to jail. All lies, all color of law, illegal, the federal judge, the federal court has already said. But I don't need the federal court to say that. Even if the federal court would have said you have to answer it, I don't, because the Bill of Rights says I don't.
Yeah. So they can't fine me $5,000 for not sending it in, huh?
There has been one prosecution in 1969, according to my memory, and no, sir. But what they do is, there were a bunch of these cases, just type it in Google, you'll find them. There have been a bunch of these cases where they were actually criminals that were census takers, assaulting women, using it to bust in doors. And might do a test, grovel to the guy when he comes to your door, and if he's a nutcase, I mean, a lot of them are nice people, a lot of them are just getting a job, but if it's a nutcase, he'll start trying to intimidate you and hanging over you, and this little guy tried it with me, and I just blew up at him.
Yeah. Well, we'll just leave it on the kitchen table and see what happens then.
Yep. Well, what a lot of people did is they just wrote the number of people in the house and said, this is all you're authorized to ask, and then you can just give that back to them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even do that, because, in fact, I've forgotten the particular verbiage. I mean, I know that they threaten you with jail time and fines. Can you look at the back and read the particular fake color of law, racketeering clause they put in there?
It says U.S. Code 13, or enhanced to U.S. Code 18. It's in the requirement here.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's total fraud. Just more of the government claiming powers it doesn't have. Thanks for the call, my friend. Good to hear from you, Richard. Scott in Tejas, you're on the air, Scott.
Yeah, Alex. I've heard you talk for some time about the possibility of Bush declaring martial law.
Well, he'll call it a civil emergency or freedom, just like he calls surveilling us terrorist or enemy surveillance.
Yeah, on the local talk shows, even Republican talk shows, but mostly the Democrats. It's becoming a talking point on these on the local the local shows.
Oh, I know. It's gone from only Alex Jones talking about it, and even all the so-called patriots criticizing me. I mean, I've had a lot of these quote top patriots have attacked me 5, 6, 7 years ago because I was just reading federal documents covering it. I mean, imagine going to urban warfare drill after urban warfare drill where the U.S. military with foreign troops admits they're trying to take our guns and put us in camps. I show video of it, and I'm bad, and yes, thank God now everybody's talking about it because it's real and it's probably going to happen.
You think there's a good possibility that Bush would do it?
Yes, there's a very good chance that the Rothschilds will detonate an A-bomb and then just total warfare will ensue. All we can do is fight back physically if need be, or we'll all go to camps.
So Bush, you think he's crazy enough to try it?
Bush is a puppet, but yes, the people controlling him aren't crazy at all. They're total power freaks, and this happens throughout history, and they're openly setting it up right now.
Yeah, they're evil demons is what they are.
They are actual evil demons, yes, sir. Again, they openly protect massive child kidnapping rings. And it's in major newspapers, and no one gets in trouble.
I'm going to be, you know, you can't pick up your show on normal stations in Houston. I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to talk to a couple of investors over the next 2 or 3 months about possibly starting a radio station in Houston. I don't know if anybody else is trying to in Houston.
You know, I've been approached by a few stations in Houston, a few of the mom and pops, and then they get cold feet and don't do it. We're getting a lot of new AM and FM affiliates because what I talk about, no matter how crazy it sounds, is mainstream now. People now know it's true. They could have always proven it was true by just looking up what I claim. We post it all on the website every day with the bibliographies. But we need to get on in Houston. It's neocon land.
If Bush declares martial law, then that's a major step towards irreversibility, wouldn't you say?
And the first thing he'll do is open the borders. Totally.
Before I let you go, stay there.
We'll come back and talk. And look, I'm sorry this is scary and you don't like it. It's the real world. I didn't make it this way. I didn't do this. So don't blame the messenger. It's just the real world.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And we should get upset about the fact that the government's openly going, well, if there's another big attack, we may have to set aside the Constitution for a military government. Only that can keep you safe. Meanwhile, right over the Texas border last night, there was a big bombing and machine gunning of the newspaper, and the newspaper said, okay, we'll never do another story about drug trafficking. And that's already happened in Texas. A lot of towns are afraid now, which is like Mexico, we're all a bunch of slaves. People are afraid of Las Zetas and the military. And our government openly trained them in Fort Benning, Georgia, and is training them in South Texas. They work for the U.S. government. You understand, they're muscle. They're going in, killing all the people that don't pay their cut. This is our government consolidating the drug trade in South Texas. We've had DEA agents on, you name it. It's admitted. And it's just right out in the open, real terrorist attacks. We've had bombings in Dallas. We've had machine gunnings in San Antonio and surrounding areas. 800 dead last year. More dangerous than the Gaza Strip. State Department emergency warnings that they issued three times last year. And that warning still stands right now, last time I checked a week ago. So realize that. And I got to tell you, I watched some TV last night, and it was on all over the local news about the bombing and the machine gunning and all the murders on our side and how there's no tourism and everything's falling apart and we need the U.S. military down there, and polls in Austin show that the majority want the military, but they're not going to be there. They're not going to be there to stop Las Zetas, you see. The government creates a crisis, funds a crisis. They're hitmen with plausible deniability, just like our government hires Latin American death squads to kill people in Iraq. Tens of thousands of them have been hired. It's over 10,000, and been brought over to Iraq, led by Negroponte for the first 2 years. Now Negroponte's here, setting it up domestically. See, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This is real. And see, now the Mexican mafia, which is really run by our government, can run around enjoying itself, killing whoever they want, and the government just goes, oh, too bad. They're attacking newspapers, and they're shooting members of the press on our side of the border, and they're killing cops. And it's kept real quiet nationally. Now it's starting to break here in Texas. Thank God. Let's go ahead and go back to the caller in Texas. Scott, finish up your point.
Yes, the 2006 midterm elections are coming up. Do you think there's a chance that the Democrats could take back one of the houses and possibly come after Bush for some of his violations?
I've talked to Paul Craig Roberts and others, and many others that have been high-level Republicans in the government, and that's how the globalists manipulate us. They will make you think that if the Democrats come in, everything will be okay. But really, all the Democrats do is add lip service. All they do is create the illusion that it isn't a unified government against the people when it is. It's all theater. Now, there are a few Democrats that are good. There are a few Republicans that are good, that are outspoken. But the vast majority aren't, and it's nothing but theater. It is a thespian, theatrical event. Now, some people say that a separation of powers is good. The Republicans have the House, the Senate, so they have the legislative sewn up. They have the majority of the state governors. They have the judiciary. They have the Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 appointed by them. But look at all the rulings. I mean, you could call it communist, but it just rolls forward. But I think in the final equation, it would be good to have the Republicans lose control, because then it'll give some of the minority of the minority group, if they become a majority, maybe a chance to play politics that might at least stall some of what's happening with this rolling juggernaut. You see, the Founding Fathers said gridlock is good, separation of powers is good. So, yes, we need to break up the centralization of power. The problem is, the first thing the Democrats will do is go after our guns and, you know, do their normal thing. But it doesn't really matter. Bush is doing it covertly. He's just not passing laws, as Bob Barr, who's on the NRA board, said a month ago here. He said Bush is worse for the Second Amendment than Clinton. He isn't even passing laws. He just is, by executive fiat, having the BATF create new regulations, banning import of guns, going after assault weapons owners. He's got Republican governors from Schwarzenegger to Pataki going after suing gun manufacturers, banning ammo, banning certain calibers. So Bush is savaging the Second Amendment, and conservatives are in worshipful la-la land, have no idea it's even happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people like Limbaugh have the whole country asleep, seems like.
Yeah, he's a nerve gas is basically what he is. He's there to knock everybody out. And they're flopping around like dying fish. Just, you know, they've got some nerve gases that actually have a hallucinogenic effect that is kind of pleasing as you die. So they're just smiling, flopping around. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, everything would be okay if it wasn't for evil Alex Jones. People like that are so bad for America. George Bush is good. What's wrong with him?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Boy, I am in rant mode today. I want to go through some of the news right now, and then we'll go back to Tony, Jeff, Don, and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition, the 8th day of February 2006, 1-800-259-9231. There are 3 pages, and by 3 pages, each special takes up on this printout I have about an inch and a half. So 3 pages. How many specials are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different specials that we're offering on my books and videos and other books and videos that we're now carrying. We are massively expanding the library of books and videos that we carry, and it's all the best stuff that's out there. If you want to educate yourself, you want to have tools to wake up your friends and family, your neighbors, people in your community, then you need to pay attention to this message. And if it's my videos, an Alex Jones production, you are authorized, you are encouraged to get the videos, the DVDs, the books on tape, whatever, and to make copies of them for non-profit educational purposes and not for sale purposes. Get one of my videos. There have been people that have bought my videos and made, you know, 5,000-10,000 copies in some cases. It's even been in newspapers about how a local will get my video and give a copy to everybody in the town. That has happened so many times. It's had a huge effect. My videos have a very small effect, you know, just a few thousand that go out every year. They would have almost no effect in and of themselves. But by you getting them, making copies, just burn a DVD, you know, say by martial law, and then every night when you go to bed or when you're sitting there at your desk drinking coffee in the morning, burn a copy. It takes a few minutes. You know, load it on your computer. That might take 30 minutes. And once it's burned and loaded, then start burning copies. Burn a copy every day. And then take it to work and give it to somebody, or give it to a police officer, or give it to your pastor, or show it at the local library, or show it at the VFW hall. Get it out. That's how we have an effect. And if you have gotten my films and you've watched them, have a party. Have your friends over. You know, grill some steaks or chicken or shish kebab, whatever you're into, or if you're a vegetarian. Now I'm getting into menus. The point is, have folks over for a party, out by the pool or at the local neighborhood park or whatever, and or you have a big screen TV out at the park. People have done that. And show them the films. This is how we engage the New World Order. This is how we expose the murderers. This is how we expose the NWO. Believe me, they are being damaged right now. They're losing credibility. They've moved on us. They're moving. They're out in the open now. They've tipped their hand. The veil has been drawn to a great extent. They're still in some shadows, but more and more the leering face of the New World Order is coming to the fore, and now is the time to kick up the row and get the fight going. So engage in the info war today. Here are some of the specials I didn't mention earlier. We have the Protect Your Children book special, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate by Dr. Eisenstein, Wild Colts Make the Best Horses by Dr. Breeding, True Nature and Great Misunderstanding by Dr. Breeding, normally $56.85, now $35.95, Red, White, and Blue DVD special, and 3-9-11 documentaries, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, 9-1-1, Road to Tyranny, and, of course, Loose Change by Dylan Avery, the new 9-11 film that's excellent. Also, we have the Reveal the New World Order Plan Special, the Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove DVD combo, two films there, and Dylan Avery's Loose Change for $34.95, usually $45.90. We have the 9-1-1 book special where you save $12, two great books at a huge discount. My book, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny, which is almost out of print, by the way, and I may not reprint it. And then, of course, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, and about 9-11 and government-sponsored terror, and covers a bunch of other issues. And then you get George Humphrey's 9-11, The Great Illusion pamphlet for free. Nice little 90-plus page colored booklet. Excellent. For free when you get that. Normally $31.85, now $19.95. Amazing T-shirt deals. Normally $19.95 a piece. Now as low as $11.95 each. We make about $4, $5 on that, or even less, because Made in America shirts, they're extra large, are like $6.50. Continuing, we can get it from Mexico, pay $2. No, we don't do that because we're evil. And then we have the Get Everything specials where you save. How much do you save on this one? It's over $40. We have folks, there's so many specials up on Infowars.com. They can answer all your questions when you call the toll-free number, and you can also order there as well. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And from the bottom of my heart, from my family to yours, thank you for all your support, and thank you, listeners, that have gotten the films and made copies, because it has had a massive effect. The harvest has been mighty. Your labors have been wonderful and great, and the harvest has been larger than I ever thought it would be in my focused attack on the New World Order. We have just absolutely, this audience, and you know I don't hype, folks. It's the truth. I've never said this. You have just, we frankly are the tip of the spear. And it's daunting. It's a great responsibility to realize this, and I more and more am realizing it from all the data that I see. You are savaging the enemy. You are crushing them. You are annihilating them. You are exposing them. And just, I want you to keep it up. Thank you so much for your support of the Genesis Network as well. Again, often imitated, never duplicated. We have been savaged by the enemies, by the COINTELPRO operatives. We know who they are, and they have failed miserably. All they've done is driven more people to us, and so God is really working on our side. And I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank our shortwave affiliates. I want to thank our satellites, our internet folks, everybody. You have done a fabulous job. You should feel really good about the successes we've had just from our firebase, just from our quadrant of the war. Let me tell you, the news from the front is good. The enemy forces are massive and arrayed and very sophisticated, but we have smashed many of their capital formations. We have smashed many of their main operations and lies. We have flipped paradigms. We have flipped on the thinking process of tens of millions of Americans and hundreds of millions worldwide. You are incinerating the enemy. Continue attacking them. Crush them. They're deadly. They can still win. We are in a just absolute tooth and nail fight. In the 15th round, both sides streaming blood, eyes swole shut, gut up for your families, intensify the fight. If you haven't gotten in the fight, it's all like we're part of this larger community that wants freedom and liberty and decency and loves God, and all of you as cells have to fire. You have to engage in the battle. You have to strain yourselves in the battle. You have to shoot your mouth off in the grocery store line. You've got to stand up in church and rebuke the preacher. You've got to stand up in with your liberal, you know, tea drink circle who's talking about how the Democrats will save us and expose them. You've got to stand up at your NRA meeting locally and talk about how the NRA is selling out gun owners. You've got to stand up and flip the paradigms and be bold. Let me tell you something. Take the toll roads in Texas. They are under massive attack. They're being sued. They're being exposed. And thousands of people last night showed up out in Buda where they're trying to turn the major highway into a toll road. They have to pay money to go home. And they put John Hurt, the TxDOT spokesman, up to go, we're just trying to improve the roads. The improvement will be good. Everyone likes it. I heard him on radio saying this, and I saw him on TV. But then you cut to another newscast, and it shows thousands of people. That's what it looked like to me, a huge, giant auditorium full of people screaming at them, everyone against it. You might have one or two bureaucrats there with signs for it. I mean, it's just the people are on fire, and it's going to spread, criminals. You're going to be brought to justice, you arrogant scum. You think up in your ivory towers you're safe. You think you're not going to be exposed. We're going to use due process on you, and one day, you better know, you're going to face a jury, and then you're going to pay. And it's all going to be done according to the Constitution, and you're going to pay. Believe me, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's far away, folks. It's over the Misty Mountains, but I can tell you, I can see it. And let me tell you, we have a real chance. Wouldn't you love to arrest these people? Wouldn't you love to put them in prison? Wouldn't you love to see justice brought on them? Wouldn't you love to see these arrogant pieces of trash shaking and crying like those Nazi generals at the Nuremberg trials, literally wetting themselves? Because let me tell you something, they're a bunch of cowards deep down. They think they're tough. They think they can dominate us. They think we're their slaves. Well, we're not your slaves. And you're going to lose. We've got the initiative. We've got the moral authority. You will lose. Right when you think you've beat us, right when you think your empire's built, that's when you always implode. You are destined to implode. You are destined to fail. It is your destiny. You are losers. You are failures. Life hates you. God hates you. You are failures. The human spirit hates you. Creativity is disgusted by you. Beauty is repulsed by you. You are weak. You are failures. You are losers. I want you to know that, criminals. All the criminals listening right now, I want you to know, from the lowly street thug up to the high-level psychopath in control of the administration, all of you, we're not afraid of you. We haven't come this far to now be butchered by the likes of you. You wanted to fight. You wanted to dominate us. You wanted to take us down. Well, you're in a fight now, buddy. You're in a fight. You wanted a fight. You're getting a fight. Oh, man. You know, the big problem is I'm working out a lot more than I used to, and I'm sure my testosterone level has also increased. Start bike riding a couple hours a day and lifting weights again, and I, my dad was over at the house eating Saturday. He said, Alex, you got the old gleam in your eye again. This is how I was in the past. And I just for years quit working out and just kind of just working all the time. And I guess it was kind of a way to self-reverse medicate where if I didn't work out, I was just more relaxed and like a jellyfish. And now, folks, it's just I just see the threat and I'm all fired up and I just want to wage war on the New World Order in the info battle. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's cover news and then I'll stop being the preacher and I'll go to your calls. Let's go ahead and get into this little tidbit. Paul Watson's in another great article on this. New evidence suggests Muslim riots are staged psyop. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. As news breaks of four more demonstrators being shot dead in Kabul, fresh evidence has surfaced, lending credibility to the assertion that the Muslim riots are a staged psyop, or at the very least, based on false pretenses. That's guaranteed. Yesterday's leading Russian member of parliament, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, said that the riots were a manufactured psychological operation on the part of the U.S. in an attempt to enlist hardened EU support for a military strike against Iran. And we know they stirred up the riots in France to begin with. That made Chirac going from being against the war to wanting to nuke Iran. As first highlighted by this website and others, more evidence has come to light that confirms fake and misleading caricatures were bundled in with the more tame cartoons that were printed in Danish newspapers. Muslims were misled into believing that all the images were printed in newspapers when they were not. WorldNet Daily reports one of the three especially inflammatory but undocumented Muhammad images distributed by the Danish imam as an example of anti-Muslim environment in the European country turns out to be a poorly reproduced copy of an Associated Press photo taken of a French pig squealing contest. The weblog Netherlands News pointed out that the image used by Imam Ahmad Abu Laban was a fax copy of AP's August 15th photo of Jacques Barrett competing in the annual French Pig Squealing Championships in Trey-sur-Basse. Can't pronounce that. People in France are laughing. And it goes on. Another two images were erroneously added to the caricatures that were actually carried by newspapers depicting Muhammad as a pedophile demon and a dog raping a praying Muslim. Now, can you imagine if a newspaper showed Jesus doing that? But that isn't what really happened. This is incredible. Were the misleading images intended to add fuel to the fire? Many have pointed out the depictions of Muhammad appear universally throughout the world. A stone sculpture in the U.S. depicting Muhammad has been in place since the 1930s. An Australian newspaper piece lists depictions of Muhammad, both flattering and insulting, that appear regularly in the West and beyond. But again, neocon publications kept running it, made a big deal out of it. Then they stir it up, and some of their neocon imams, and they got a lot of them on the payroll, go release this, and somebody serves out new Danish flags to be burned. It goes on and on. And it just continues. And a CNN international news anchor reported that the United Nations had foreknowledge that protests in Beirut were going to erupt on Sunday. Anthony Mills, CNN International, quote, my understanding is as well that UN sources were reporting this morning that there was going to be a chaotic day, if you will, or certainly they were reporting that they were suggesting that workers shouldn't go to work that day. They knew in advance. And it just goes on and on with the new evidence. And so that's just one article out of a stack of about 30 articles here that I'm looking at. The Republican who oversees NSA calls for wiretap inquiry. New York Times, a House Republican whose subcommittee oversees the National Security Agency, broke ranks with the White House on Tuesday and called for a full congressional inquiry into the Bush administration's domestic eavesdropping program. The lawmaker, Representative Heather A. Wilson of New Mexico, chairwoman of the House Intelligence Subcommittee on Technical and Tactical Intelligence, said in an interview that she had serious concerns about the surveillance program by withholding information about its operation from the lawmaker, she said. The administration has deepened her apprehension about whom the agency is monitoring and why. Number one, folks, if Al-Qaeda even existed outside of Western intelligence agencies' conjuring rooms, that existed outside of their fabrication centers, they all know, everyone knows who's got a brain, that that everything's monitored by keyword software. They just want to announce this to the world now to create a chilling effect. That's number one. Number two, all of these intelligence committee members know, and anybody who reads a lot of newspapers knows, that there are articles every day about the Army spying on groups that get together and bake cookies, or groups that get together and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Halliburton employees in Houston and tell them that they're being scammed. Bike riding groups that aren't even political. Hundreds of groups. Hundreds and hundreds of groups being spied on by the Pentagon. I mean, we've got video and photos of events we're at years ago, before 9/11, with the Army walking around with video cameras, videotaping us, 50 miles from a military base, nothing to do with the military. Military's just here to assist local law enforcement. Of course, it's a total violation of Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law. And we've seen Ridge and now Chertoff and all these people on TV saying we need to, quote, get rid of Posse Comitatus. But if Bush has all this super executive power to be a dictator, why do you need to repeal something if you are the law? See, they've given up on all that. Now they're just saying they're above it. And again, back in 1988, we've confirmed this, and we have the interviews and the documents, there were Marines in Northrop Virginia in a secret pilot program dressing up in police jackets, aiding the police, quote, in raiding gun dealers. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny. So this has been going on for a long time, very quietly creating the teams, the cadres, to go train larger groups, creeping, building their secret armies, building them up, getting them larger and larger, taking the 24% of the troops that say they'll fire on Americans, promoting them, then sheep-dipping them, then putting them into secret intelligence agencies. They're all over the place. It's all admitted. It's all totally criminal. It's all against U.S. citizens. No phone calls to Al-Qaeda. But they have us debating phone calls from Al-Qaeda, see, to just legitimize the entire process, being bathed in the evil. More news, your calls coming up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk about this. I've got to talk about it. I've done it so much, but I haven't really detailed it for years. I should go print all the articles that I personally have written and Ed Homan wrote years ago, where we have the documents. I mean, we've been at checkpoints. We videotaped it where the Army's out. They pull over a Greyhound bus in collision with Greyhound. They tell the people it's real. Later, they admit it's a drill. Imagine being part of a drill you weren't told was a drill. They run a couple different Army teams, regular Army, with Special Forces patches, by the way. And then they told us, oh, we're not really special forces. We just wear these uniforms. That's all on tape. We have, who was it, Captain Smart in Temple runs over and tries to tell us to turn our cameras off and not to videotape the troops because it was all illegal. And the fool hands us, well, actually an FBI agent pulls up after 2 hours was there on the scene. It was actually Mike Hansen was there, but he got it on video. This is back on the day before Thanksgiving in 1998. And there's Army all over the place running around, and they're getting really mad. They're covering their faces up. And the idiot FBI agent gave us a document. He wasn't supposed to. It wasn't classified, though, but it was restricted. And it's on the website right now. We need to post that on the main page. From 1998. And it says, we're here to serve warrants on people's homes. We're here for fugitive apprehension. The U.S. Army aids the local police. And it says, we have agreements with 77 counties. And go read it. All criminal, all totally illegal. Well, our policy says Fort Hood can do this. And then when the public asks, they go, oh, we just aid in bomb disposal. So I have one of their spokesmen on, we just aid. Oh, really? You in warrant service? Well, I really can't talk about that. And they're in police uniforms all over the place. Felonies every time they're doing it. And George Bush says it's just calls from bin Laden when he calls America. Isn't it okay for me to do that without warrants? And they have national polls and 52% say, I guess it's okay if you're only spying on terrorists. And that's just one case of it. We've got to write an updated article about that, and it ought to be the headline. NSA spying probe distraction from military takeover. That should be the headline. And then just documents and hyperlinks. And it's got phone numbers. You can call the numbers still. Same offices at Fort Hood answer. You can go to the website. Go call the phone numbers and say, I'm a local police department. I'll tell you what, police chiefs are listening right now. A lot of them are fans of the show, smaller towns. Just go get the document on the website. You probably already heard from them anyways. And just call them and say, hey, will you help me go serve some warrants? And they'll come land helicopters. Special forces will pile off with your SWAT team, and they'll go raid some farmer. Oh, yeah, all out there by Llano, that town north of it. I forget the name. We did a documentary just for TV about it. I ought to find that and put it on the website. And it's all these little families living in 150-year-old German houses with three-foot-thick walls, and you go every little Germans with their goat farms out there, and they still have German accents. The troops come, and they kick down door with police, point the machine gun at me. And there's Czechs out there we've interviewed. It's happening, too. Just these little people that haven't even ever seen marijuana. And the U.S. Army's, troops, move forward, road meter, go forward, get down on the floor, get down on the floor, get down on the floor. Oh, there's no troops. No, they're not spying on us. Everything's fine. I've just watched them setting up the martial law, building the camps, getting ready for it. And then it's in the Houston Chronicle. Oh, Halliburton's going to run emergency camps for your safety. And they run the camps over in the Middle East. They run them in Central Europe, Eastern Europe. They're the ones involved in all of this. And if that ain't something to yell and scream about, I don't know what is. If that isn't something to get upset about, I don't know what is. Let it come home to you, folks. It's 100 times worse what you see on the nightly news. It's everywhere. They're ready to go. It has nothing to do with terrorists. It has to do with total tyranny. They want total tyrannies because this country's bankrupt. They're going to take your pension funds and everything you got. And a lot of people, when they get scared in this system, will decide to serve it just that much harder, trying to hold on to what you've got. You're not going to hold on to what you've got unless you stop letting these people buffalo us. Now get in there and fight them. Expose them. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.